check yes or no.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand, Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The search goes on throughout New York City for the gunman who shot and killed United Healthcare Insurance Group CEO Brian Thompson. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more on where police know the gunman went after the fatal shooting.
As soon as he escaped through an alleyway on foot, at some point he grabs a bike and pedals into Central Park. And they have him on camera, police do, in certain locations. But then, of course, in the park, the trail may have gone cold. So they're still canvassing for video.
Bullet casings at the scene had the words deny, defend, and depose on them. Amnesty International has accused Israel of committing genocide in the Gaza Strip during its war with Hamas. The human rights group issuing a report that says the October 7th attacks do not justify their response. South Korea's president has replaced the country's defense minister as opposition parties move to impeach both men over the brief imposition of martial law earlier this week. This is ABC News. Back and forth on Capitol Hill over the sometimes long list of fees that travelers face when flying. Here's ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
A Senate subcommittee grilling airline executives over the fees charged for early boarding, better seats, and other conveniences, voicing many travelers' frustrations. Senators claim there's a lack of transparency, saying the vague pricing makes it hard for customers to budget. Senators also claim some budget airlines have run a kind of bounty program, paying employees extra to stop passengers if their bags fail to meet certain requirements.
But airline executives say when you account for inflation, the cost of flying has actually been dropping for many years. Old-fashioned landline phones are going to stop ringing in a whole lot of places over the next few years. AT&T now says it will phase out traditional landline service in the next 5 years. It says the old copper line infrastructure is outdated and expensive to maintain. Consumer advocates say the service can still be critical for the poor or seniors. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Oh, no. My phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. For a limited time, trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE 5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts. Only at Verizon. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
People just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check you have a full tank of gas first before road tripping through the desert.
Empty? Seriously? Maybe I can walk.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Maybe I can't.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ayland. State Senate leaders appoint members to the legislature's Joint Finance Committee. Ranking Democrat members Senator LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee and Senator Kelda Royce of Madison were reappointed, while Republican Senator Howard Markland of Spring Green was reappointed as co-chair of the committee. UW Health Kids and Children's Wisconsin are joining forces for heart care. Starting next year, the two organizations will collaborate for shared pediatric, cardiac, and adult congenital heart care services, allowing the two health systems to expand patient access and elevate its quality of care. And the state capitol holiday tree gets lit today at noon. This year, the tree was donated by Rick Burke and the Burke family from their home in Rhinelander. It's the second consecutive year the capitol tree was harvested from the Rhinelander area. The capitol tree is displayed in the rotunda throughout the holiday season. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Enroll at healthcare.gov by December 15th for coverage starting January 1st. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Goodrich Funeral Home of Durand wants to wish you and your family Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. The staff at Goodrich Funeral Home wish you goodwill and cheer during this busy time of the year. It is their hope that if you know someone who has lost a loved one, that you send a card or give them a call. Let them know you are thinking of them. Holidays can be a very hard time for someone who has lost a loved one. Goodrich Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
The wind will die down this morning. This afternoon will be partly cloudy and cold, but not windy. Our high today around 18. Tonight, 7 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warmer, 28. And then we are back in the 40s by the weekend. Need a great holiday gift idea? Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. This stuff is amazing, and everyone will love it. GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. It's 9 degrees outside right now.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before December 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 15th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 866-89-BIBLE. That's 866-89-BIBLE. 866-89-BIBLE.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Sitting in a tiny table in a ritzy restaurant. She was staring at her coffee cup. He was trying to keep his courage up by applying booze. And talk was small when they talked at all. They both knew what they wanted. There was no need. Talk about it. They were old enough to scope it out and keep it loose. She said, "You don't look like my type, but I guess you do." Third rate romance, low rent rendezvous. And he said, we'll be right back.
There's a full moon over Tulsa. I hope that it's shining on you. The nights are getting cold in Cherokee County. There's a blue northern passing through. I remember green eyes and a rancher's daughter, but remember is all that I do. Losing you left a pretty good cowboy with nothing to hold on to. Sundown came and I drove to town and drank a drink or two. God made Oklahoma, and I'm sure missing you. I'm sure missing you.
Sometimes when the wind blows, you can see the mountains and all the way to Malibu. Everyone's a star here in LA County. You ought to see the things that they do. All the cowboys down on the Sunset Strip wish that they could be like you.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Hey, come on in, everybody. Good to see you. Mucho gusto.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, prospero ano y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, prospero ano y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, prospero ando de felicidad.
Bottom of my heart, I wanna wish you a
Navidad.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brian Winnikins from the Global Dairy Conference in Las Vegas. This is the WRDN Morning Farmer Report. This hour we'll have our newsmaker segment, also our ag weather forecast as well. Coming up later on Saturday, we're back in Wisconsin, down in Wisconsin Dells for the Wisconsin Farm Bureau's annual convention. Then next week, we head back to Vegas for the Milk Business Conference. And when we come back after the Milk Business Conference, we go back to Wisconsin Dells for the Wisconsin Farmers Union's annual convention. Yep, it's farm meeting season, to say the least. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Government funding looms as Congress prepares for a lame duck sprint. Joining us from our nation's capital with an update is Paul Bleiberg, Executive VP of Government Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation. So, Paul, what exactly happens during a lame duck session?
So the post-election lame duck session is really the period of time between the November elections and the start of the new Congress in January. Now they're in session for these next 2.5 weeks remaining now in December before the Christmas holiday. What they typically do is try to finish up whatever unfinished legislative business they can from this Congress. Now, some of that means punting things into the new year with short-term bills, but some of it may mean passing long-term bills that they are able to get done.
Like funding the government? What's the latest there?
Fortunately, there's not too much expectation that we're going to have a government shutdown now. I think people feel pretty confident that the government is going to get funded on both sides of the aisle. The question is for how long. Now, both the House and Senate Appropriations Committees have begun their work this year on the various fiscal year 2025 appropriations bills, and the full House passed several of their bills as well, but none of them have been signed into law. And none of them were signed into law by September 30th when the fiscal year 2024 funding expired. So before leaving town for the elections in September, the Congress passed a short-term bill to kick the funding deadline to basically a couple of weeks from now before they leave for the end of the year. So what's likely to happen now is Congress will pass another short-term funding bill in the next couple of weeks. And we don't know what the end date of that bill will be, but most of the attention is on perhaps sometime in March. So what that would mean, in essence, is they do a short-term bill for 3 months, and then they have the beginning part of next year to try to wrap up in earnest the fiscal year 2025 bills and send a package of those bills, or bills individually, however they may do it, to who will then be President Trump. Obviously, right now he's president-elect for signature. So that may happen. Obviously, it's always possible that they'll do a short-term bill now, and then they'll need another short-term bill to give themselves more time, depending on everything that's going on. But that's what it looks like we're headed toward.
With a new administration comes new administration picks, and that seems to be at the top of the news these days.
Right, especially with the Senate, because the Senate has the advise and consent role of reviewing nominations and ultimately moving them through the confirmation process. And so, once President-elect Trump is sworn in January, the Senate committees will really kick off that process in earnest. Now, obviously, work is already being done as far as informal meetings and vetting and process and things like that. But once Trump is in office, that will really kick into high gear. And so that will certainly consume time, not just for the Senate committees, because all of the committees will probably have at least one nominee or two nominees to process at the start. And then the Senate floor will churn through these. well. So that'll absolutely take time at the beginning.
You mentioned some short-term funding bills. Is the farm bill included in that?
I expect that either that bill or some bill that moves the next couple of weeks will include a one-year extension of the farm bill to get us to the end of next year to allow time for the committees to finish that work and get it done in the next calendar year. I haven't seen, again, like with government funding, I haven't seen the details of any of this yet, but that would be my expectation, would be that an extension would be included either with government funding or something else that moves in the next couple of weeks.
So we'll be seeing some punts, not necessarily just watching the football game, but also the legislative session as we approach the holidays.
Yeah, I mean, you never know what gets attached to these bills before all is said and done, but yeah, typically speaking, when Congress is doing punts for short periods of time, there's less opportunity, not none, but less to add to them.
As far as Trump shaping his administration, what do you think of the agriculture secretary pick, Brooke Rollins?
Everything I've heard about the secretary pick is very positive. So obviously we look forward to working with her, and she'll go through that confirmation process. And I know that yesterday she met with Senator Bozeman from Arkansas, who will be chairing the Senate Ag Committee. I know he's very excited to get her through the process. And House Ag Chairman Thompson has had very good things to say, too. So, yeah, I think we're looking forward to it.
Well, thank you for the time today, Paul. We'll check in the early part of next year to get another update. Paul Bleiberg is Executive VP of Government Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation. Find more at nmpf.org. Join us tomorrow for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
This is the famous footwear that everyone has on their holiday wish list. So don't wait to make it famous. Whether you're searching for their favorite character shoes or the hottest sneakers, slippers, and boots, Famous Footwear has the newest styles from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, Timberland, and more. Unwrap Famous today and make everyone's holidays merry with buy one, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
If you or someone you know were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, listen up, because you could be entitled to significant compensation. Call 800-570-0200. That's 800-570-0200.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
In my daughter's eyes, I am a hero. I am strong and wise, and I know no fear. But the truth is plain to see, she was sent to rescue me. I see who I wanna be in my daughter's eyes. In my daughter's eyes, everyone is equal. Darkness turns to light, and the world is at peace. This miracle God gave to me gives me strength when I'm weak. I find reason to believe in my daughter's eyes. And when she wraps her
reflection of who I am and what will be. And though she'll grow and someday leave, maybe raise a family, when I'm gone, I hope you'll see how happy she made me. For I'll be there in my daughter's eyes.
Well, I said, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. The first thought in my mind each time I try to think. Let me tell you now, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. Please don't take her love away from me. I'm begging you, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. She's ever the ground in the winter time and make a flower grow. Let me tell you now, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. Please don't take her love away from me. I'm begging you, friend, don't take her, she's all.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit gains in the milk markets, January up 44 to 1908, February up 25 to 1906, March up 17 to 1915, April up 15 to 1891. Cheese markets, barrels up 1 3/4 to 166 and 3/4, 40-pound blocks up 3 to 170, 3 trade a barrel, 4 trade a block on the day, cash butter up 1 3/4 to 254, 10 trades on the day, grade A non-fat dry milk down a half to 137, 15 trades on the day, dry whey down 2 1/4 to 170 1/4, 3 trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets are mostly lower as the traders held the market hostage until they see what will develop in this week's fed cash cattle and live cash cattle markets. Traders can point to sales in the countryside and be concerned over lack of demand. Buyer demand has been very high, but they still want to see some of those higher cash markets. Hog markets also moved mostly lower. The market didn't receive any type of fundamental support to move mostly higher, and that helped to pressure the markets. A lot of technical selling as markets hit resistance levels. December live cattle down 10 cents to 188.37. January feeder cattle down 235 to 256.95. December hogs down 75 cents to 82.50. Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybeans mostly lower. Lack of fresh fundamental news to move the market. Markets higher pressured corn and beans once again today, along with some technical selling as the markets have been at or near resistance levels. Wheat markets closed higher late in the session on some late session technical buying. December corn down 1.25 to 422, and September down 1.5 to 425.5. January beans down 8 to 983.75. Chicago wheat December up 1.25 to 538. Minneapolis wheat December down 0.5. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, cash corn 373, January 376, new crop 369, cash beans 904, January 909, February 905, new crop 911. At Big River Resources, cash corn 389 and 3 quarters, January 384 and 3 quarters, February 386 and 3 quarters, March 386 and 3 quarters. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 387, January 390, Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 377 and new crop 379, cash beans 903, new crop 925. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 378 to new crop 379, cash beans 899, new crop 911. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 398, April at 415, May 417, new crop 391, cash beans 959, April 969, May 972, new crop 942. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 377, new crop 371, cash beans 912, new crop 927. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 179 to 199, Holstein fed cattle 152 to 173, market cows 90 to 120, bulls 120 to 147, calves 190 to 910, beef steers 175 to 370, Holstein steers 130 to 310, sheep markets, market lambs 170 and down, ewes 140 and down, rams 115 and down, goat markets, does 175 and down, bucks 240 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 60 to 270, fed lambs 139 to 167, ewes 75 to 95. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
with AutoPay using debit or bank account, plus taxes and fees. 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers, plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
That music on the radio, and I swore someday I was gonna go down to Highway 10, past the Lafayette. There's a Baton Rouge, and I won't forget to send you a card with my regrets, 'cause I'm never gonna come back home. Saturday night, and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout, find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet out in the middle of a big dance floor. And I hear that fiddle, wanna beg for more. Wanna a band from a Louisiana tonight. Sister too, they got lots of music and lots of room. When they play you a waltz from the 1910s, you're gonna feel a little bit young again. Well, you learn to dance with your rock and roll, you learn to swim with the do-say-do, but you learn to love at the fe-do-do when you hear a little show in the club. Saturday night and the moon is out, I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout, find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet of a big dance floor. When I hear that fiddle, wanna beg for more, wanna dance to a band from a Louisiana tonight.
You didn't even cry this time. He said that we could never see eye to eye, and one of us just must be blind. We have our differences, we're still the same. See what we won't want to see. But you take a second look and maybe things wouldn't seem the same. You can see what you mean to me. Put yourself in my shoes, walk a mile for me. I put myself in your shoes, maybe then we'd see. And if you put yourself in my shoes, you'd have some sympathy. And if I could only put myself in your shoes, I'd walk right back to me. by. You say you don't even care, but I could always recognize a real goodbye, and I know your heart's not there. We've had our differences, we're still the same. Hear what we want to hear. Now I'm head over heels in the lost and found, it's a crying shame. I thought we made the perfect pair. Put yourself in my shoes, walk a mile, walk that mile for me. I'll put myself in your shoes, maybe then we'd see that if you put yourself in my shoes, you'd have some sympathy. And if I could only put myself in your shoes, I'd walk right back to me. I'd walk right back to me.
Home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brian Winnikins from the NAFB Convention. And thank you to our sponsors, including Alcivia Co-op, Anabas Silo, Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, Compeer Financial, Osteoplastic Synergy Co-op, Amplify Health, Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. And I am with Roberta Simpson Dolbert. She's with the U.S. Soybean Export Council, and we're going to talk a little bit about soybean exports. And Roberta, thank you for joining us. Well, now, I did not know this, but 80 different markets we export to?
Right, yes. We're working in 80 markets around the globe, so there's a lot of opportunity there for selling soybeans and developing markets where they can use that protein.
When the council goes into a market, how do you try to establish it? Is it just relationships, or is it kind of a process?
There's a lot of relationship building, but it is a long process, right? And we're going into countries that show potential for a lot of growth. Maybe they have the need for more proteins in their diet and or in putting it protein into animal feed, which then in turn goes for better protein for human consumption.
Talking with Roberta Simpson-Dolbert from the United Soybean Export Council. Now, the benefits then that you have is the quality of our soybeans compared to other countries that make or grow them, correct?
Right. And what we're working on, too, is we've got kind of three strategic goals. We want to differentiate our soybeans from those that are grown elsewhere in the world. We want to elevate that interest and demand for U.S. soybeans because of the quality and the low carbon footprint that we have. And we want to attain those markets to help improve the opportunities for farmers that are growing soybeans here in the U.S.
Again, talking with Roberta Simpson-Dolbert with the United Soybean Export Council as well. So now tell us a little bit about the Soy Excellence Centers. That's something that, at least for me, is kind of new. Tell us about that.
These are an opportunity to help educate and to train protein professionals around the world. What we're doing there is that we're educating them on how the protein of the soybean can be of value in depending on how they're going to use those, either for direct human consumption or into animal feed. It's also developing better business techniques and that we can kind of mass produce, but we can take those techniques and multiply them as far as how we can work with these growers and professionals around the world.
Again, talking with Roberta Simpson-Dolbert with the United Soybean Export Council this morning from the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Annual Convention. You know, we've talked about, okay, the protein for humans, protein for animal feed. What about other products, though, that come from soybeans? Because there's so many of them. Are you trying to expand that, too, saying, oh, by the way, did you know you can use soybeans in your roads? I think a lot of countries would be like, what? First time I heard about that, I was like, huh? Is that another goal here?
There is. I mean, we can, you can take the whole soybeans. We're also exporting soybean meal and looking for new uses for soybean oil, too. And you'll be hearing more about that. I mean, we're utilizing that. So we're utilizing more of the soybean oils ourselves domestically for things like what you were saying, the roads, shoe sole, of all things, you know. You may be running on soybean oil. And so then we're looking for those other markets that we can take. Other countries can use our soybean meal. We do still export a lot of whole soybeans, but as we develop more uses here locally or domestically, then we'll be looking at how they can take those other components and use them.
Because that, to me, would be a whole new area to market. At least the way I think, there might be some countries, well, we don't need it for our livestock for whatever reason, but everybody needs roads, everybody needs shoes.
Right. And we're, at this point, we're exporting 60% of our soybeans that we grow. So it only behooves us to continue developing new opportunities for how to use those soybeans.
And that is Roberta Simpson-Dolbert with the United Soybean Export Council from the NAFB Annual Convention in Kansas City. I'm Brian Winnikins.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. The winds will begin to diminish today in our ag weather forecast. Now, cold weather will continue through tomorrow, but milder temperatures return this weekend as well as into early next week. Partly sunny throughout the day today, high 17 to 22. Relative humidity is at 57 to 62%. Northwest winds at 11 to 16, gusting to 30. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 7 to 12. Relative humidity is at 81 to 86%. Southwest winds at 5 to 8. Tomorrow, partly sunny, highs 22 to 27. Relative humidity is at 57 to 62%. West winds at 5 to 9 and gusting up to 20 early. We'll see about 4 hours of sunshine. For Saturday, partly sunny, highs 40 to 45. Sunday, partly sunny, highs 40 to 45. Monday, cloudy, a chance of rain or snow, highs 35 to 40. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, we'll have highs 25 to 30. Wednesday, partly sunny, highs 25 to 30.
At Advent Health, we know that life is filled with twists, turns, and pivots. We can give up, give in, or give it all we've got. We're always believing, never ceasing, future shapers, difference makers, taking on the day. We all have a divine light to guide us. So, whatever makes you feel whole, chase it. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit. Advent Health. Feel whole.
Be sure to visit the O'Galley Cheese Factory this holiday season. Their delicious cheese boxes make the perfect gift. O'Galley Cheese has a wide array of boxes featuring their award-winning cheese designed to fit any budget. Choose one of their pre-made selections or create your own specialty box. They can ship anywhere. Remember to order early to ensure timely delivery. Visit O'Galley Cheese, 2 miles north of Durand on Highway 25, or visit OGalleyCheese.com for easy online ordering.
If your property has some bumps and ruts in it, congratulations. You have great land for a mountain bike trail. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A good trail will make the sport enjoyable as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
You've been a godsend to us. We appreciate it more than ever.
Farm Rescue exists to shine a light on farm families during some of their darkest days. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes.
Farm Rescue has assisted over 1,000 families in crisis, a milestone made possible by people like you.
Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org today.
A lot of mountain bike trails in public areas such as state parks. Ever thought of building one on your own land? Woody Keene of the Professional Trail Builders Association says a mountain bike trail can be a natural jaunt through the forest or a highly developed track on a flat piece of land. But you have to study the area before making your plans.
We've got to understand how water wants to flow on that given piece of landscape. Where are the interesting things on that piece of land that would really enhance the user's experience, what I would call memorable moments. And then, you know, once we've kind of located where those interesting trees are, and maybe there's a little rock outcropping and whatever the case may be, then we're going to figure out how to connect those dots.
Keene says creating a mountain bike trail isn't easy. He highly recommends hiring a professional trail designer to help you because understanding the rider's needs determines how the trail flows.
Where their current level of riding is at, what their riding style is, do they want to throw in some skills that are sort of what we would call offline? We also refer to those in the trade as technical trail features. Are you primarily interested in just fitness? Or are you interested in skills? We're going to look at all those kinds of things for sure.
Forests are popular for bike trails because they have a lot of natural obstacles, but safety is critical. For instance, rocks or piles of dirt are great places to launch the bike, but you have to make sure there's plenty of open space to land. Also, inspect the trail from time to time to watch for erosion. Learn more about mountain bike trail construction at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Jack and Diane painted a picture of my life and my dreams. Suddenly this crazy world made more sense to me. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along, 'cause every time I hear that song, and I go back to a two-tone short bed Chevy, driving my first love out to the levee, living life with no sense of time. And I go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket, a girl, some raspberry wine. The wishing time would stop right in its tracks. And every time I hear that song, I'll go back. Baby, at frat parties, college bars, just trying to impress the ladies. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along, 'cause every time I hear that song, and I go back to the smell of an old gym floor and the taste of salt on a Carolina shore after graduation and drinking goodbye to friends. I go back to watch a summer fade to fall, growing up too fast and I do recall, wishing time would stop right in its tracks. And every time I hear that song, I go back, I go back. We all have a song that somehow stamped our lives. It takes a